With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Butterfield Effect. We are now in a new studio, but we are working towards something massive, ladies and gentlemen. We are currently undergoing renovations in the studio to create a designated podcast space. And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the great people from Buttsman Premium who make that possible. Buttsman Premium is the place to be if you do enjoy the Butterfield Effect, because you get an extra episode every single week. Ladies and gentlemen, if you aren't a part of Buttsman Premium, you are missing out. There are behind the scenes footage, photos, the whole shebang. You also get 15% off merchandise, early access to tickets. It is the place to be. Go and check it out. But on today's episode, we are talking to UFC heavyweight Tai Tuivasa Bam Bam, and he is knocking motherfuckers out left, right, and center, and I can't wait to chat to this man. But before we do get stuck into the episode, we have a co-host to the Butterfield Effect, the great man Josh Bluey Nielsen. Welcome to the show, big fella.
What's going on?
You're off the bench. It's all happening. The debut, it is here.
I'm fucking nervous. I'm excited. I'm a little bit horny. Let's do it. I'm ready to go.
I'll tell you what, I've known Bluey for a long time. He's a good man. He's a funny man. A potential comedian. He's been talking about it for a long time. A
lot of talk.
He's got his own, what would you call it, a satirical newspaper.
A satirical publication. A poor man's Batuta advocate, I like to think of it as, mate.
So. Better than the Batuta. And what's the Instagram right there?
The Daily Blue News.
The Daily Blue News. Yes. So go and check that out, ladies and gentlemen.
Check it out, guys.
People were bagging him the other night in the Daily Blue News comment section for two reasons. Number one, for having me associated with you, because I'm a racist pig, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah.
Number two, because he kept touching the microphone.
Yeah, got hammered. I must have. It's like, you know, like some guys play with their cock when they're a little bit nervous. It's sort of, I don't know, it might be like that kind of thing. I might have been a little bit
mutual
nervous.
Mutual friend, Stafford.
Is he always like always fiddling with himself?
Everyone always touches his cock.
Maybe it was the same kind of thing. I was like,
fucking but weird.
I feel we had that hit out last week. I blew a few of the cobwebs out.
And you can see that episode on Buttsman Premium. But I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, let's go and have a chat to UFC heavyweight and someone who you've played against in the old in football back in the Dizzy.
I did play one game against Ty. That's my claim to fame. I did play a game against Ty Tuivasa when he was playing for the Roosters. So.
All right. Yeah, okay. We'll get to know him first and then we'll bring that up and see if we can.
I've got some questions I want to ask you about that rivalry.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome to the show for the very first time, Tai Tuivasa. Righto, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to the UFC earlier on today and they said to me, yeah, we've got Tai, we think he's ready, but he was also out in Dubai last night, but we've got him here. What's happening, big fella? How are you?
Doing, boys. I'm recovered now. I'm back.
You just said before you haven't drunk in 2 days. So what's going on? You've just gone, all right, you know, the party's over.
No, I've had to do some adulting this week. I've got to be an adult for a little bit.
Just for a little
fuck,
bit.
Fuck, I'm spending too much money over here. for a little bit.
We saw the ring that you had, that you had that made, the ring you put on your Instagram story today. That looks absolutely fucking insane.
Yeah. I love my rings just in case, you know, I need it.
Quick little short jab to take anyone out. Let's talk fights. Let's talk Greg Hardy. You took him out in what, 90 seconds, first round knockout. I was watching that the other day. We had a few people over, had a barbie. And, mate, I tell you what, it was incredible to see you take this. Because he, like, you know, you look like a nice dude, like someone you could say, hey, brother, all that type of stuff. He looks like a monster. He is a scary looking dude.
Yeah, they all look scary until they get punched in the lips.
What was it like? What was it like shaping up?
He's a big fella, man. He was huge. Like, he's I'm a big boy, but these guys are huge. And Greg Hardy was a big boy. I think he had to cut like 5 kilos the night before or something. I don't know, but yeah, he's a big boy.
So the weight limit in the heavyweight is about 120 kilos or so. Like, do you reckon?
Yeah, 120 cutoff.
So he was. Do you reckon he was weighing in, 125, 130 coming into that fight?
I'm not a dietitian. I don't know, but yeah, fuck you. I think he was. He's pretty, but he's a big boy. He's about six. Like, he's not just big. He's tall as well. He's a big human.
Does it? So you're 28, same age as me. Do you find fighting older men? I know when you fought Andrei Arlovsky, like, you know, he was like 39 years old and you were 25. Does that play into it at all? Does that add any extra fear, or does that make you hesitant when you go in the cage with him?
I think over my career now, I've learned to. We have a kind of little joke in our training crew as well. It's like, you got to watch out for them quarters. It's always the old guys who beat me. And like in the past, like for example, Peter Graham, fucking JDS, Black Boy Ivanov. It's always these older guys who I think they've just got that more experience. You know what I mean? But I've had 10 fights now in like nearly in the UFC, so I'm getting there. You know, slowly. I'm not running down the hill fast to try and fuck them all faster. You know, I'm just taking it easy now. And it's been showing that the knockout comes. So yeah. I'm learning this game at the top level. So I feel I'm still getting better.
And everyone talks about, particularly with heavyweights, you get to the age of 30, 31, 32. That's where your prime is. And you're sitting 3 years out from that, and you're still knocking pricks out left, right, and center. Like, it is. And these are big knockouts, and these are big scalps you're taking. What does that do for your confidence moving into, you know, taking on people higher up in the rankings?
My confidence is, I think, is my lucky thing that I've always had. You know what I mean? I back myself regardless. So, but like I said, going on a free loss losing streak is fucking. It's not good. It's pretty shit. You know what I mean? So you either got to, you know, wake up and want to get better and try and better yourself, or you just fucking stay down, I suppose. You know what I mean? And I've never been one to stay down. So I feel, and now back on a roll, I feel like I think the best of me is, like you said, a few years to come. And you know, I'm excited to see what I learn and what I do in the next few years for sure.
And mate, when you said you were on that sort of short slide there, does it make a knockout like the one you just had feel that little bit sweeter? Like to be in front of a packed out the MGM doing the shoey, bro, does it make it a bit more enjoyable for you? Even though they're all good, surely, but does it make it that bit sweeter for you?
100%. And everyone knows me and the crowd. I love the crowd. Like, that's why I kind of do it, you know what I mean? I can fight cunts at the pub and do nothing, you know, but the crowd is what I love, and to have them back and to have that entrance song and just fucking everyone vibing. Mate, that's why I do this, you know what I mean?
You came out to the Spice Girls and everyone else comes out to, like, you know, an instrumental from the movie 300, and they're all trying to be mad tough fucks and all that shit. And you've come out and you're just having a good time, you vibe with the crowd, and then you put old mate away in 90 seconds, you're on top of the cage, you're doing a shoey, you know, drinking the Nelk Boys, their seltzer, having the time of your life, and everyone else is sitting there back in the locker room just going, everyone loves this prick, everyone else is trying to be the big tough guy, and you're just like, fuck it, you're being yourself. And that's something we haven't seen in the UFC for some time.
Fuck them up and then I'd fuck their bitch, so it's the same thing.
But that's it. Like we're talking about the NRL, and I've spoken about it a lot to a lot of NRL players. Like, they just need someone who will be themselves. And I know you had you were playing the high grades there with the Roosters there for a while. We've actually got a photo here of you scoring a try, and we'll show it up to the laptop.
Yeah, I got a question for you, mate. Because we actually, my claim to fame with you is I played a game of SG ball against you fucking 10 years ago. I was playing for the Knights at the time, and you were playing for the Chooks. And you were on our tip sheet, and the coach said, just watch him because he'll try and go into dummy half, close the line and barge over. And I've ended up at marker. Now, I've got a question for you because I reckon I held you up and you were given the try. I'll show you this photo, and I want to know if you've lost as much sleep over it as I have over the last 10 years. I'll give you a look at this, bruv.
See, that's me in the five, and that's you scoring.
Fucking how good's that?
Now, I reckon I held you up, but I don't know if you remember that or not, mate, but I fucking, and you claimed it too. I'm not happy.
10 metres out, you weren't stopping me.
He was still fucking less than 10, mate. It was fucking very close.
So that was what you were...
That's 11 years ago, I think. 10 years ago, maybe? Yeah, Jesus 10 or 11 years. Christ. Yeah. Yeah, funny,
ages
eh?
Ages ago.
Yeah.
So
but even that, like, even...
Sorry, go on.
Like footy, like you're saying, that's why I gave it up. I couldn't do all that. I couldn't, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, boss, this fucking, like, if I'm out there to play footy, if I'm scoring free tries a game, let me do my thing. But I suppose that's how footy is, you know what I mean?
And it's a real shame.
I could see that. Pardon?
It's a real shame because there are so many characters. And if you get blokes out there that are running into each other at 25, 30 Ks an hour, headbutting each other, punching on, you're going to get people who have a bit of a personality and they want to talk some shit. Like I said this to, I was on Kalen Ponga's podcast and I said it to him. I said, imagine if you said, I'm going to take someone's head off on the weekend. Your contract would be worth more.
Yeah.
People want to watch you play, but they're all too scared. Yeah. They're fearful of it.
You can't even have a fucking beer with your mate without getting in trouble.
Yeah, or strippers back to your room or anything like Jai Arrow just done, unfortunately. Yeah, it's can't enjoy a strip show.
Mate, that just does my head. And remember when old mate got done for drinking cruisers on the roof?
Like, Josh Dugan.
Who gives
Josh
a fuck?
Josh Dugan and Blake Ferguson.
Who gives a fuck?
Everyone else is doing it.
Dugs.
Could you imagine if someone scored a try and sculled a beer?
Out of their boot.
They did a shoey. It would be the biggest story of the week. Danny Widler would come in his pants. It'd be freaking the fuck out. Everyone would fucking hate it. And yet you've got Bam Bam here, who is on top of the UFC right now. Everyone's talking about him and doing the same thing and people fucking love it.
That's why.
Yeah. And that's why the NRL will lose. Yeah. That's why they'll lose at the end of the day because they don't have that, and it's fucking shit house.
And it's very sad to see because I know a lot of these boys, and I know like some of them are actually like they do have a character and they do have a personality. But then when you see them, it's just like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Like you look like a loser. Like you just they say the same shit. They all look the same. They all fucking talk the same. It's fucking fuck that. That's why I quit. That's why I didn't
want to
do it.
I'm sort of interested to hear, mate. Obviously, you've been on both sides. You played a good level of footy, and obviously, you're at the highest level of fighting. For your body, what do you reckon was harder, like fighting or playing footy, especially as a front rower, like back in your day?
Total different thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Like footy is something you do. You know, like we've done it our whole lives. It's just like, you know, going into fighting. I've had heaps of fights. I grew up fighting, but then you had to learn fucking wrestling. Then you got this guy's trying to break your arm. This guy's fucking trying to tap you out. Like, there's just so much more to it. You have to, and then the higher you get, the more you have to learn, the better you have to become. It's just, and I think that's what I kind of love about MMA. It's just you never stop learning. There's always something to, like, there's someone better than you at something all the time, you know what I mean? We're in footy, fucking 10 metres out. You weren't stopping me. It just wasn't.
I found
it's
out.
It's just, that's the maths, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
In 10 metres out, I'm fucking scoring. So.
I still reckon I held you up.
What? What's
you're on your back. You got rolled.
What's the recovery like for a fight? In comparison to, like, you know, you play Saturday, you play next Saturday, you got to be a training on Monday. Is it much different?
Come down's probably the worst bit.
Yeah. I bet.
How was the session after the last fight? It was good. You had a good drink? Good party?
Okay, mate. Bit of a hit out.
Fucking oath.
Because when we were teeing this up with the UFC, we go, they go, listen, Ty's in Dubai. If you've seen his Instagram stories, I said, yeah, no, I saw his Instagram stories. They said, We reckon we can probably get him.
Maybe.
But this bender could go on for a while. And fucking rightfully so.
So it should. So
fucking
it should.
Rightfully so. Yeah, if you have one fight every 6 months, 4 months, you got to let your hair down.
There's too much work goes into it not to, I'd say.
Yeah, fucking oath.
I've been really busy this year, so I said it after this fight. I was like, fuck, I'm having a good couple of weeks off. You just need it. It's just how it's meant to be. You work hard, you play hard. And then I've booked the fight in for October, so not too long off, just straight back into it, you know, and then have the rest of the year off after that.
But if you have a bender for 2 weeks, you're not losing much fitness out of that.
Nah.
No way. And we know that you can go...
Get me weight off. So that's the main thing.
Yeah, there's
easy,
few,
mate. Easy.
There's a few less calories over 2 weeks of bendering. Just a few.
Fucking oath. Do it before a while.
Buying a lot heavy now.
have you considered dropping? Well, you'd have to drop fucking 20 kilos down to light heavyweight. Why would you?
No way in the world. No way in the world. I'm a big boy. I'm a fatty. I love it. We're fat boys. That's how we roll.
Fucking oath.
Fuck. Why not? Like you're living your best life. You're having a beer. You're fighting, and you're succeeding. Like whatever you are doing is working. And I think a lot of people who look at a lot of different fighters, like you look at, you know, some people like, take Eddie Alvarez, a supreme fucking athlete, ripped to the bone, but sometimes it doesn't work. Mm. Sometimes for whoever you happen to be, or even Conor McGregor back in the day when he was fighting at 145.
Yeah. He looked
just
cruel.
Cutting. And this weight cut that just makes people, and is bad for you. It's got to cut years off your life. I don't think bendering adds years to your life, but certainly weight cutting is not great for you. I mean, why not live the best life you can whilst you're having fun and knocking people out? Why fucking not?
Well, I also got a good insight on Mark Hunt, you know, and he's my mentor. He's been my big brother throughout this whole thing. And I was with him for however many fights he had, and just to watch how he would fight, he would train, and then we would rest. And, bro, he fought till he was fucking 45 years old. Like, he's still, do you know what I mean? I think I watch people just train and train and train and train, and then your career's only fucking 5 years long. Mm. It's, you got to have a rest, I think, you know what I mean, and let the beer flow, let the blood flow a little bit and have a rest and then get back into it.
Well, yeah. not to go back to footy.
I'm not a
again.
Scientist or anything, but fucking
there's,
hell,
there's
it works.
There's something in it, mate. There's something in it for sure.
100% there's something in it. Yeah. And not to go back to footy again, but this is another thing that they've lost there. That professional sport.
Mad Monday.
Mad Mondays. You're not getting on the piss anymore. Like, that was one of the reasons why I was playing. Was
don't
so you
even
could
talk about that.
Yeah, it makes me sick. I still
everyone,
play. I still...
Everyone becomes a rat after Mad Monday anyway in the NRL, don't they?
Sounds like it. Unfortunately, yeah. The game's changed a lot, hasn't it? But, yeah, it's fucking... Yeah, like you say, it's just blokes not being able to show their personality and be who they are. And it's all part of it, isn't it, unfortunately? Part of the modern game.
Mate, my old man from Mount Druitt, played with Penrith, played with Newcastle, and he, you know, he tells these stories about, you know, players getting arrested every weekend and then the coppers would drop them at home and all that shit. Like, the good old days of the 90s, I mean, obviously it can never exist again, but it would be just great to go back for one weekend and just be out partying with Joey, all those type of people and all that type of shit, particularly in Newcastle here. They just fucking love it.
At the end of the day, they're just fucking men. They're not superheroes. They're not fucking superhumans. They just throw a football around the field and they barge into each other. They're not fucking like scientists or anything, you know. Yeah. Like they're just normal blokes. They just have a good job. But
yeah.
I suppose that's what I, you know. There's big companies and fucking all this bullshit. It's all, I don't know.
Yeah.
It is what it is, though.
It is. And, you know, they're terrified of being sued and all this type of shit because of concussions. And is that something you've ever thought about with the head knocks and that type of stuff, or it doesn't?
Look, I think if you get on a boat, there's a chance it might fucking sink. If you go for a swim, there's a chance you might drown. I think there's a chance in anything, you know what I mean? But you don't go in thinking, fuck, I don't want to get hit in the head because I might get Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's how you're thinking, I don't think it's the right way to approach. Just don't do it at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's a risk to reward ratio, isn't it? You know, you're getting paid good cash. You're going to set up your family, all that type of stuff. And you're doing something you love.
Well, I think if you look at it like towards the NFL and then rugby league, I don't think we have anywhere near.
No.
Like, we don't even have gear on. Like, you're just fucking, it's just straight. But what about MMA fighters? You're in there wrestling every day. You're getting barged onto the floor. You're getting punched in the head. You're getting, like, it's, the. I don't know. Man, it's too, I'm not into all that politics shit. That's
no,
all.
No, no, no. Fair enough.
If you're scared, go to church. You know what I mean?
The great Ice Cube once said, if you're scared, motherfucker, go to church. Hey,
but for the right money, you know, you'll do pretty much anything as a man or as a bloke. You'll do anything for the right
money. Like an Ice Cube would.
Like, man, people said to me, would you fight like a heavyweight in the UFC? And I was like, well, for the right amount of money, I used to get knocked out playing for Dudley for free.
Yeah.
So fucking give me $1 million and yeah, sure, take me head off. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, fuck. Like, just for once.
I can't fight, eh? I can't fight.
How did you get into fighting? You said you were doing it for a long time. Was there a point where you got into boxing, or was it straight into mixed martial arts? Where was the point?
So my old man was a boxer. My old man was a... He's a pretty good boxer, and we've always, like, in my family, we've got a few fighters, so we always, you know, we grew up fighting each other, me and my cousins, and then we just fought all the time where we're from, you know what I mean? So it was just, and then it come down to we're in the garage, and a few of the boys would get hit with some big sentences, and the UFC come on the TV, and a few of the boys were like, fuck, Ty, I reckon you'd bang some of these cunts. And I watched it and I was like, fuck, I reckon I could bang some of these cunts too. I went down to the gym. It was funny, my dad got invited down to the gym, and it was to watch Soul the Hulk and Peter Graham train. And this was before I didn't know anything. And then and eventually I ended up fighting Peter Graham, as you know. And then, but yeah, I just went down to the gym and I watched him and I was like, fuck, I can do this. Like, like, you know what I mean? And then within 3 months, I had my first fight, and then it was just kind of football, fighting, getting in trouble, football, fighting, getting in trouble. Yeah. Then I quit fighting, I quit football, and then it was just a lot of getting in trouble. And then it was my partner, my ex-partner, she told me she was pregnant with our son. And then within the 9 months, I always said, you know, I don't want to be a shit cunt dad, you know what I mean? I've seen too many of them. Yeah. So I always said I didn't want to. And then within the 9 months, I signed to the UFC of him being born.
Fucking wow. Awesome. It's a great story, mate.
I'm kind of that guy. If I put my head to it and I say I'm going to do something, I will do it.
You can't be successful without that mindset. Like, you just have to be hard-nosed about it and just get it done. Like, as you're saying, as a dad, you just need to be like, nah, fuck, this is what we're doing and we're going to do it and we'll find a way to get through. And then through time, hard work, and a bit of luck, you get to the point where you can look back and go, okay, it's working.
And then now I'm at a point where I'm really falling in love with what I'm doing. Like, I'm really loving – I never used to love MMA. I loved fighting. I loved the battle bit, you know what I mean? Like, it's this cunt's trying to kill me and I've got to try and kill him. I love that side of fighting. But now I'm actually, like, I'm loving the training. I'm loving learning new things. I'm loving, you know, learning a lock and trying to do it. Right? You know, I might be shit at it, but I'm fucking trying these days, you know what I mean? I'm trying to do shit. So I feel, like I said, I think the best of me is yet to come. That's for sure.
Which is exciting because you sit back, and this is something I thought about the other day, is when you fight, you get all these people talking about it, and they talk about it more than the AFL or the NRL or any of the big sports in Australia. They get talk about one dude, and that's you. And to see you now rising up the rankings and up the ladder and all this type of shit, is exciting as an Australian to watch someone from our country go out there and do such a great job on the world stage. Obviously, we've got Robert Whittaker, we've got Alexander Volkanovsky as well. There's other dudes doing it. But to see someone as well, another dude, and particularly someone from where my family's from, you know, my family's from Colleton and Penrith and all that type of shit, to see a young bloke from there do good, like, it's great. That's it. That's it. I'm from Newcastle, so I'm a big pussy, so don't worry about that. but who do you think is coming up next? Who do you want to fight in the top 10?
I booked the fight, so my next fight is in the top 10. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
That's all right. I don't know if you are. You're fighting someone.
He's fighting. Okay, How good?
And that's me creeping back up, and then fucking same thing goes, you know what I mean? Go in there, try and get this work done, get that paper, get on another bender, and then get back to my son.
I fucking love you, cunt. You're so good. You're so good, bro.
This is the big question that everyone asks. They want to know, when did you start doing the shoey and why did you start doing the shoey?
We used to bend every week, every day, and shoeys were a normal thing. It's just as Aussies used to know, it's not me. It's not a me thing. It's not an I thing. It's, my boys did it way more. They did. They used to do some just ill. People think I'm ill, but I'm not ill. Like I'm like a B grade illness. These guys are like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, so that's like, it's for me, the shoe is just like, and it was just a thing, like, fuck, like, we want to get pissed, so let's try and get pissed straight away. I thought, fuck it, let's go do a shoey off the bat. And then it kind of stuck.
So one of my mates, who's a comedian called Frenchie here in Australia, he does the shoey on stage as well. He's been doing it for a couple of years. He's actually got a song called Shoey. If you get a chance, look it up on YouTube.
I know who it is. That little skinny fella, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Who draws the abs on. Frenchie. Yeah, yeah. He's a great dude. You'd fucking love him. He's got a song called Shoey, and he said, listen, if you want to have that as your walkout song, then you are absolutely free to use it. So he said to me, he said, you're talking to Ty, you have to tell him that. I said, all right. So he owes me a favor. So good on you, French. That one's for you, big
dick. I reckon we got to meet up and do the film clip again, me and him.
Okay, he just jizzed in his pants. So 100%, I'll make that happen. Fucking oath. But one of the things, so he used to do it on stage every night. And when we do the Melbourne Comedy Festival, that's like 30 nights, 30 shows. I roomed with him, and every single night he's got, well, every single morning he has his shoes over the balcony drying
out
for the next night. It's fucking bad. And rather than going and buying some new Kmart shoes or whatever, some kicks from wherever, nice and cheap, he'll just go through for 30 fucking nights, and it just gets moldy and gross.
Dirty,
fucked up. Have there been any shoes that you've had that you just said, mate, that is fucked?
Oh, bro, we've been up at Kingsville Pub and had fucking just some holy shoes through there, brother. No, right?
What? How do you? Because this is something that I think about. Because I'm 110 kilos roundabout. If I was fighting, I would be fighting people like you or what terrifies me is people like Brock Lesnar and Francis Ngannou, the big scary dudes. Now you're fighting Greg Hardy, who is a big scary dude. Do any of the big scary dudes scare you at all? Well, there's no fear. You're just doing your job.
I think if you get scared in this sport, you're not in the right sport. It's like fucking those cunts who clean the windows high up in the buildings. If you're scared of heights, you wouldn't go and do that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, very true.
I just think it's the same thing as fighting. You know, if you're scared, go to church, like we said earlier.
Yeah, fucking oath. Well, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate that. Looking forward to seeing your fight in October. And by then, we'll have the new podcast studio built. So if you ever want to come down from Western Sydney, what are we, an hour and a half away? You're very, very welcome. We'll put the beers on and it'll be a fucking good time.
I've got a lot of, I've got a few friends up there in Newcastle. Mark's staying up there at the moment, so I'll definitely come up. It'll be keen as.
Love that, mate. I'd fucking love that.
That'd be great. We'll get on the beers once we can finally get out and get amongst it.
It might be a podcast into something.
Nice Friday afternoon fucking podcast. Why
not? Podcast from Friday arvo straight through to Sunday. That sounds not bad.
2-day podcast.
the world record fucking podcast. Bam Bam, thanks for your time, big fella. I appreciate it. All the very best. Enjoy Dubai. We'll see you later on, brother. Thank you.
Sure, legend, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. See you later.
What a fucking legend.
What a fucking legend. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Bluey, how was that?
Mate, that was everything I thought it was going to be and more. What a fucking legend. Like you were saying, mate, makes you fucking proud when you see someone who's just being themselves. He's a bit of a rat bag. He's fucking knocking people out. He's from our state. It makes you proud. And what a fucking good dude.
Love it.
That's why. Because he's genuine. Because he's himself. He's him. He's feeding people. He's doing shoeies. He's fucking someone you can get behind, mate. What a fucking dude.
Fuck yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, fucking awesome. Make sure you subscribe and we'll see you next time. Be a good motherfucker. And Buttsman Premium for another podcast that we're going to record right bloody now.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, toodaloo, au revoir. Be a good motherfucker. Peace of Middle East. Me dick stinks. Have you got anything? Weird catchphrases?
See you next week.
Toodaloo, au revoir. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.